Just wanted to extend a huge thank you from everybody at England Netball for your ongoing support and really throwing a spotlight on our brilliant game.
You've always been a huge supporter of netball in Northern Ireland and definitely our players across the franchises as well.
You've really helped take our sport to new audiences.
Thanks to you for your continued support, and thanks to everyone out there in social media land who is keeping netball alive, and just keep doing what you're doing because we need you now more than ever.
It's Andy, welcome to the Netball Show with Mizuno. News now of the NetFit Simmer programme. All you need is a netball, 15 minutes a day for 6 weeks. He's Sarah Wall. Sarah, always good to speak to you. First of all, how have you been?
Look, we're in a position where we're feeling a bit of freedom for the first time since March. And as sad as it is for everyone in the UK, my heart bleeds because I know what they're up against. You know, we've been through it, and especially I've been in Victoria, so we've had a fair brunt of it. And so to ask me how I am right now, I'm actually feeling, like I have a bit more freedom that I can actually walk out the door.
Why don't we have a look back first on the success of the INF and NetFit event, 24 hours non-stop?
Yeah.
Were you happy on how that went?
Oh, I really was so happy. The reason we did it was for social connection, to have something to look forward to. It's an old thing my mum gave to me at a young age, to say, Sarah, always plan something to look forward to. And meaning lockdown, we sort of didn't have really a way to connect with other netballers, and we thought if we could do it digital, then we were lucky enough to have the support. We put the idea to the INF. They were wonderful to deal with and work with, and it was something that we thought, holding our breath, how long a Zoom could stay live, and we worked everything out, and it was just a wonderful memory. And the thing I'm the happiest about is we got to meet so many great people and connected with so many different countries.
What was it like feedback-wise? Really magical time?
It really was. It was something that I think our team were quite blown away. Like, everyone was thanking us and, oh my goodness, thank you for organizing. And we were like, no, thank you for connecting. It was just such a positive moment. And I think the thing behind it, everyone had a chance, I mean, that was world-class, you know, across the world in their countries, to put their hand up and show their skills and talent and connect with people too. So I think the people that put their hand up to be involved, and they put a lot of effort into it, I think they could sit back and just feel proud of the part they played, and, you know, that was a success because of them.
We spoke to Megan and Emma Barry as well, Tamsin, Amma's inclusion as well. So it truly was a universal event.
Yeah, I think in this world today, we're talking about collaboration and empowering people and, you know, no barriers. And the people you mentioned are those sort of wonderful people where they just act with instinct and heart. And I will support them forever. I just feel very privileged that they, were a part of such a great event. And I think they enjoyed it too.
Have you got another one squeezed in just yet?
Been asking us that. I think we'll wait for next year. The INF and NetFit have been planning some other wonderful. We said this was the first of something wonderful to come. So we will do something. Could it be on a physical scale? Who knows? We could be off around the country to actually meet in person. But no, I think what we've created is, and also just the money raised. People were so generous, and so that goes. And we'll be all interested to see where the INF use that money.
So there is still a possibility of, when this is all over, you're coming over to the UK. Excellent. That's really good to hear.
We were actually supposed to go to UK this year, and it was on Kim and my plans, and we couldn't wait to get there. And obviously COVID changed that. But, we'll definitely be over and, just be very, respectful of, you know, the England netball community and what they want to see. So, we're pretty excited.
We'll treat you out with the Netball Show funds as well, so don't worry about that. All right. Should we have a look at Simmer? It's a new exciting program that you've just announced. So give us an idea about what's involved.
Simmer is a funny idea. It's something we've never done before on the NetFit app, but it was almost saying to people, don't train as hard as you have. It's more of a reset kind of approach, where what we've seen from it is a huge uptake from people that, you know, mightn't have played netball for some time, that have just harnessed the idea of that 15 minutes a day. I've talked to lots of mums and netball coaches on social media where they're like, Sarah, this has actually prompted me. It's psychologically made me think, I can do 15 minutes. And it wasn't even, it was probably why we wanted to do it was we wanted everyone to take a breath, stop. We've got our pre-season challenge. It's going to launch. I mean, that's where we get the running and things get serious again. But I think what I've seen through socials is people enjoying the time to stop. We've included meditations and I've created this thing called Mind Time. I don't know if you've done it, but it's active meditation as you're sort of going through a stretch and I'm talking about breathing. So it's a different way to train and it's been really well received.
At the other end of that, Tay's about and she's doing a run club.
There is obviously the Slay with Tay and the run club where I actually just finished a Slay with Tay just then actually, but you do get a real workout doing those that you mentioned. But the uptake we're seeing, and I mean, we've been lucky, we've maintained our members that have been so loyal to us. So if you're listening, thank you so much. I mean, we switched off the paid and made it free for that time, thanks to Netball Australia and their partners. But when we turned it back on for people to pay, we hoped that they still, you know, valued what we created at NetFit, and we've had that. But we've also seen a probably new look of people come in and say, look, I mightn't want to do, the weights or anything that sort of is going to break me when I first get back. They just sort of wanted to ease into it, and I think Simmer was a great way to start.
How are we looking numbers-wise in the UK? I mean, is the uptake good?
Yeah, it has been. And as, you know, the COVID, you know, lockdown for you guys, we worked out it was like 17 pence a day or something crazy. Like, it's so cheap. It's wow. It really is. We haven't, you know, put any unrealistic figure on it. We really want this to be something every netballer has on their phone. So we've had it at a cheap rate, and I think people have probably respected that and wanted to jump on board and have a look. So we've been really grateful. So thank you to anyone in the UK listening. And, yeah, we just want to hear your feedback. We continue to create things based off what people all around the world are telling us. So, yeah, if you want to see something a bit different and something special for everyone in the UK, please let us know.
How is the rest of the programs and the partnerships going at the minute? I noticed you had a new partnership with CARD.
Yeah, that was wonderful. We were approached by the CARD Network for around, you know, the giving and being generous, and they wanted to really highlight it's a gift-giving season in Australia. They're in our major supermarkets. They're the CARD, you know, as you check out and you forget to buy your friend a birthday present, it's hanging there on the rack. And they've been really clever about what they've created. They've put, you know, really strong brands on one card. So if we don't know what a friend might like, it's kind of a her card, which is lots of girl shops, or it could be a his card, which is more of a male is what they would like to buy. So I think the brand itself, why we were really keen to partner with them, they're really clever. They're actually Australian owned. And the thing that they wanted to do was give away lots of gift cards. So that's why I think everyone on social media was really excited today. They know there's lots of prizes for them to receive if they enter.
Well, we do have an Australian audience, so we'll allow you to get away with a shameless plug on that, don't mind. It's just that whole positivity around NetFit, and it's being able to take something out of it in this time, really.
Yeah. You know what? I call it, how are we consistent for netballers out there? How do we show up daily? Even when I'm having a bad day, I say to myself, Sarah, what do you represent? Like, it helped me survive this COVID experience too, the whole NetFit community. So there's not a day that I think to take a negative spin on, post something negative or say something negative, because I think, imagine this brand of NetFit that can only be positive and not too over the top. I never want to be, you know, unrealistic about things. I want to be honest about things, but I want to be positive, and I hope that reflects through the brand.
And you're going to be able to squeeze in another something a little bit special before the end of the year, 2020.
We've got our pre-season challenge, and we've got another wonderful partner that we're partnering with that. So I want to keep it on the down low. So I'll have a chat to you in a few other weeks, but this pre-season is more not for the – how I explained it, I've talked to a lot of coaches, and if there's coaches listening, they've said to me, Sarah, our groups are, you know, in their homes or they're away, or we've got a WhatsApp group or we've got a Facebook group. What I need is to drop in a piece of paper with what they've got to do at home. And what we're creating with this pre-season challenge is – screenshot this session plan and put it in your WhatsApp group. And I mean, hopefully, you know, they might want to be a member, but I would just rather see a whole group doing a run program. And I'd rather see people at home in their backyards going, right, if I just do this footwork session, how strong am I going to be next year when I get on the court? I think every time I talk to you, I say, Sarah, don't talk too much, but I get so passionate.
No, but we love it. We love it. And we'll definitely have you back on. We know that. So, Sarah, in the meantime, thanks so much.
Oh, look, thank you, Andy. And just keep safe. And, you know, people say don't watch the news. And although I think do whatever it takes for you guys to survive. The only bit of advice from someone gone through it, create your day like you would any other day and find that consistency. If you had netball training, jump on and do a workout. You know, if you had a Saturday game, jump on and do something that you feel like you've still got that heart rate up and you come out of this stronger.
I know what I haven't asked you, 11 minutes in. How could I not possibly ask you about Maddie Brown at Rhinos?
I am that excited for everybody over there. She's such a great player. How good is it for world netball? I felt excited because I thought, yeah, people will be that excited to think that she has chosen. I mean, she could have got a gig at any team, New Zealand, Australia. She's that good. But she chose England and maybe we'll see others doing that. And it's a big thing for England netball. But I feel sad for Australian netball because I feel like how have we lost her? What on earth is not happening for her to want to stay? So I just hope that, yeah, I hope you guys really enjoy it.
Sarah, thanks again.
Well, stay safe and we'll speak soon.
And there's lots more on NetFit and the work they do as well. That Simmer program, 15 minutes a day for 6 weeks, and all you need is a netball. Have a look online and download the NetFit app as well. Thanks as always for your support. You can send us a DM in the meantime. We're at The Netball Show on Twitter.
Just wanted to extend a huge thank you from everybody at England Netball for your ongoing support and really throwing a spotlight on our brilliant game.
Yous have always been a huge supporter of netball in Northern Ireland and definitely our players across the franchises as well.
You've really helped take our sport to new audiences.
Thanks to you for your continued support and thanks to everyone out there in social media land who is keeping netball alive, and just keep doing what you're doing because we need you now more than ever.